For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. During the lockdown period, prices rose in 9 out of 12 divisions across the Cayman Islands. More from Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller.
According to the Economics and Statistics Office, the Consumer Price Index rose by 1% in the second quarter of this year when compared to the same the year before. In Q2, the division Food and Non-Alcoholic Beverages recorded the highest average price increase in the CPI basket at 6%. The Electricity Index fell by 4.4%, while water supply increased by 1.3%. The overall Housing and Utilities Index increased by 1.7%, propelled by higher housing rentals. The Index for Transport fell by 1% in the second quarter. The main contributors to this decrease were passenger transport by air, down by 14.5%. Fuels also fell by 8.6%. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
More information from the Cayman Islands Consumer Price Index report can be found at eso.ky. Scholarships are available now for several ocean literacy programs hosted by the Central Caribbean Marine Institute in Little Cayman. Before the end of the year, CCMI will be able to deliver their marine ecology camps, young environmental leadership course, and newly developed ocean science scholar internships. CCMI's Director of Research, Dr. Gretchen Goodbody-Gringley, says the link between research and education is critical.
Engaging Caymanian students with this research, as well as our work on restoration and ecological adaptation, enables us to combine incredibly topical and important marine research with local education.
Teachers for years 5 and 6 in government schools are currently encouraged to apply for a fully funded 3-day marine ecology course for their classes. And CCMI is also seeking up to 6 Caymanian students for the YELC program for ages 15 to 19. Head to reefresearch.org for application details. Music lovers, head to the Georgetown Public Library tonight as the Cayman Arts Festival brings back its Music at the Library event starting at 6:30 p.m. Marius Gaina with the Cayman Arts Foundation tells Radio Cayman the performers tonight include the CAF Elite String Ensemble, Cambria Dalhouse on saxophone, and Glenn Enanga on piano.
We plan to keep the same format as before with music and poetry, but we try to increase, probably in October, the number of events at the public library instead of one per month to have two per month, actually.
So in addition to the Thursday events, CAF will have Music for Children Select Wednesday mornings from 10:30. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins with Radio Cayman.
BBC News with Chris Perrow. The British Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, has announced plans to support businesses and workers as the country tries to contain a resurgence of coronavirus infections. In a statement to Parliament, Mr. Sunak presented measures similar to those taken by France and Germany to top up the pay of employees who work reduced hours. The European Commission has urged EU countries to introduce measures immediately to prevent a second wave of coronavirus infections. The Health Commissioner, Stella Kyriakides, said some member states already had more COVID-19 cases than during the peak of the pandemic in March. A spokesperson for the Russian opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, says his bank accounts have been frozen and his apartment seized as part of a lawsuit. The move will make it more difficult for him to return. Mr. Navalny, who's now being treated in Germany, was poisoned with the nerve agent Novichok, used previously against President Putin's opponents. South Korea has condemned North Korea's killing of a civilian official who was apparently trying to defect as unpardonable. The South Korean military said the fisheries official had been apprehended by North Korean troops after he disappeared from a patrol vessel. He'd then been shot dead and his body burned. Police in Louisville in the United States say they've arrested nearly 130 people after a night of protests at the decision not to prosecute the officers who killed Breonna Taylor. Among the detainees is a suspect in the shooting of two policemen. BBC News.